Good morning. Good morning, everybody. Great to see you. So do you know that names often have meanings? Do you know what your name means? You ever thought about that? Okay, my name is Stephen, and that name is, it comes from a Greek word, and it means crown. Like Stephanos, a crown, you know, like a king wears, or like somebody wears when they won the race in the Olympics. In the old days, they used, instead of putting a medal around their necks, they would put a wreath or a laurel or a crown on their head. And that's what my name means. My name means crown. So I was thinking about some of your names. Sissy, do we have an Emma here today? No, Emma's not here. Oh, there's Emma. Emma, do you know what your name means? Nope. Emma means, I looked it up. It's kind of interesting. It means entire. Like, I want the entire candy bar. What do you think of that? You go look it up, okay? Talk with mom and dad and see what your name means, okay? Let's see. Daniel? We have a Daniel here. Where's Daniel? Is he not here today? Oh, do you know what Daniel means? Daniel means God is my judge. Okay? What about Elena? Elena here today? I was just looking up some of your names to see. Okay, Elena's not here. Elena means little rock. A little, okay? So someday, maybe today, you can go home and you can ask your parents what your name means, and maybe you can do a little research on the internet and find out what your name means, okay? But in our reading today from Genesis, did you hear that God gave new names to two people? Did you hear that? Okay. It was Abram and Sarai. They had perfectly good names, didn't they? But God gave them some new names. Do you remember? What new name did he give to Abram? Abraham. Abraham, exactly. Which means the father of multitudes, okay? And he gave Sarai a new name as well. What was her new name?
Sarah.
Ah, which means princess, okay? Because kings would come from her, okay? Now, did you know that God gave you a new name? Do you know that? God gave you a new name. Well, you got your name from mom and dad, right? And that's a perfectly good name, isn't it? Perfectly good name. The name that was the name that was spoken on the day that you were baptized. And maybe your name was up on that banner, right? When we have baptism, your name was up there on the banner. And that was a special day. And God said that you belong to me now. You're baptized into me. All your sins are forgiven. And he gave you the gift of everlasting life through Jesus Christ. But you know what also happened at your baptism? You got a new name too. God put the name of the Father and the Son and the Holy Spirit on you. And then he also gave you a new name. Do you know what your new name is? Alexio? No? Do you know what we all have it. We all have the same new name. Does anyone know what it is? Can anyone guess? Christian. Christian. You see, you are in Christ. Christ. Christian. Christian. Christ. Get it? Do you get it? You belong to Jesus Christ. You are a Christian. And that is the family name that all of us share together. And everyone who believes in Jesus Christ, that he died for them, that he rose again, that he died to forgive their sins and are baptized into him, they're all Christians. We all have that same family name. And so today we thank God for our new name and for all that it means to us. What's your new name? What's your new name?
Christian.
Okay, let's pray. Why don't you repeat after me, okay? Dear Heavenly Father, thank you for your Son and for our new name as Christian. Help us to live for you. For you died for us. Amen. Thank you so much. What's your new name?
Christian.
Thank you, Christians.